Taking the executive director's job was an easy decision for Danae Mosier. She knew of the center's reputation as a creative place dedicated to improving the lives of children.
I see it as the opportunity for fun and learning.
A former teacher and researcher at Kansas State University, Mosier also had a background in early childhood development, so this job seemed like a perfect fit.
I think that we can give children the opportunity to engage with their parents and grandparents in a fun and exciting way.
Since the center opened in 2011, over 250,000 people have visited. One reason parents bring their children here is the grain exhibit, one of only six in the world. Modeled on an actual Kansas grain harvest, it is designed to teach children communication and teamwork skills as they work together to get grain through a series of augers and conveyors. Marilyn Martinez has been bringing her two children, Milo and Ruby, to the Discovery Center for 3 years now.
Well, you know, we kind of started off in the beginning in the smaller room with all the little, you know, dolls and all that.
And now they've graduated to the grain?
Yeah, the grain or outside, or she likes to dress up.
The center started with exhibits only inside, but has expanded outdoors to now include a treehouse, a climbing wall, and even a small theater stage. Its mission is to be a place where children can come to have fun, but with a serious goal. Again, Executive Director Danae Mosier.
We want children to have their imagination stimulated. We want them to explore, figure out cause and effect, learn about mathematical reasoning, learn about science in a really fun way. And so I think we're the place for that.
Two programs in particular have her excited. One of them, KCDC Cares, is a program developed by the Discovery Center to help subsidize membership costs for families in need by partnering with local companies and organizations. Maureen Washotka is the director of Volunteers and Visitor Services.
So with partnering with the corporates to help fund these memberships, we have offered so far up to about 137, if not more, memberships to families in need.
The other program that has them excited is called Puzzle Pieces. The program allows children with autism to play and learn without the usual noise and distractions that could otherwise hinder them. The program has proven a big success in the community. Again, the Director of Visitor Services, Maureen Washotka.
We thought if we could provide them with an environment that would be more conducive to their learning and enjoyment and play, we'd have something, and this is what we do with Puzzle Pieces.
The program provides children with autism the chance to come in early to the center once a month and enjoy the exhibits before it's open to the public. Again, Executive Director Danae Mosier.
They have the opportunity to be here at the center where it's a little bit quieter, a little bit more controlled environment. We even have a therapy dog that comes in and is available for the children.
One of the most well-known children's museums in the country is Explora in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The museum started a similar program earlier this year, aimed at providing children on the autism spectrum with resources for science exploration. Explora's deputy director is Kristen Lee.
Oh, yeah. No, people have had a great time. Feedback is tremendous, so it's improving access for sure, allowing more families to participate in all of the kind of regular museum happenings as well.
Back in Topeka, Executive Director Danae Mosier says she hopes the Kansas Children's Discovery Center will continue to grow, serving as many children as possible. In Topeka, I'm David Gernon.